Hey guys, and welcome back to the Building Financial Fitness podcast. And today we have Priscilla from Heva Health. Hi Priscilla, it's nice to have you on.
Hi, thank you Eunice for having us. We appreciate it.
Yeah, I think when you first reached out, I think it was very interesting the things that you were doing, especially when it comes to female wellness. So I wanted to have you on to talk about the financial wellness for women and why women actually need to plan differently. But before we go into it, I wanted to talk to you about, you know, what is Heva and, you know, why did you guys start it, like in a nutshell?
So our aim is actually to bridge the gap between what women really needs and what companies are currently providing. We hope to be one of the catalysts to provide more diversity in the workplace, aiming to actually promote more equality and inclusion through women's and families' health, specifically targeting on like reproductive health. And we try to provide proactive screenings, offer goal-based programs to assist women and families throughout their reproductive journey. Our support also extends from addressing femcare challenges such as PCOS, fertility, pregnancy, postnatal care, early parenting, and up to menopause. Total up, we accompany these women and families throughout 24 years of their lives. Because we felt that, like, you know, like working women face a unique set of challenges, particularly balancing personal life as a woman, as a mother, as a wife, and also work responsibilities. So we felt the solution it's not that straightforward as what is given right now. So we need to find a solution that is more preventive and practical. And yeah, we aim to effectively address one of the most vulnerable and challenging aspects of their lives, which is reproductive challenges. And by creating such supportive environment, companies can then engage and retain their female employees even more effectively in the long term. And hopefully they can actually save costs as well.
Yeah, you know, when we started talking, I think we realized that women, even though they form, you know, almost half of the population worldwide, when it comes to financial decisions or like, you know, the financial allocation, not a lot is put towards female health in the family. You know, we often see that, you know, when women, they are usually expected to put family and other loved ones first, especially when it comes to the birth of a child, then a lot of the family's resources, financial resources, actually go towards the child first and foremost. And when we look at women, we saw that actually over 20% of women say they have very little or to no involvement when it comes to financial planning. So is that what you see, you know, given that at Heva, you actually really work very closely with working women?
Yeah, I think it depends on like region by region. And let's say specifically we talk about like Indonesia, which is our major customers that is actually right now over there. And in regards to healthcare cost spending as well, compared to men and women, women, they need to actually spend a lot more on their healthcare costs compared to men. A total up in the world, there's about $15.4 billion out of pocket expenses that we are actually spending a lot more. But like what you say just now, women tend to deprioritize themselves and focusing on like their children education or even their parenting, where we are at the sandwich generation, where we are actually providing both
upwards and downwards.
Yep. And in the end, that causes a lot of like financial burden for these women. So thus, we felt that education itself on investing for themselves, loving themselves, is actually also one of the core reasons. Before you help others, you need to make sure that your financial are healthy and your wellness and well-being are also healthy.
So when it comes to like specifically female health, you mentioned that there is a need to spend more. So first of all, what are the things that females need to spend more on that their spouses aren't? And then the second part is, what would be that ROI, the return on investment on that spending?
Maybe the first question, we talk about like women's health itself. We go through a lot of things in our life. Like for example, menstruation cramp example or PCOS. PCOS happened to like, occurs to 1 in 10 women in the world, which is actually fairly common. And we go through, once we get married, a lot of us start to think about like starting a family, and we want to start a family, we think about fertility. Fertility itself, we sort of like in way or another, we sort of like engage in some sort of program to ensure that we are ready to be pregnant. Pregnancy itself, it involves a lot of like healthcare costs, screening on yourself, ultrasound, postnatal recovery itself, mental health journey is also difficult during that period. There's a lot of investment that is supposed to be involved, but we are actually, it's all of this, we may not be aware that we need to take care of ourselves during this period. At the same time, like menopause, all of us women, we need to face the fact that we are going through menopause in the future, when we are in the 40s. And these are also unaddressed. For example, our mother other generation, like when our parents' generation, yeah. My mom used to have a lot of like hot flashes and her temperament is always up and down and she's always feeling really sleepy. But she doesn't want to admit that this is menopause or like she's not aware about all of this. And there's a lot of like some sort of treatment that can actually help in these aspects as well. And this is a lot of extra costs for women because we go through a lot of like reproductive challenges throughout our lives.
Yeah, I remember having a conversation like in a group of, you know, working women early to mid 30s, right? And some of them are young mothers. Some of them have, let's say, like early induced menopause for various healthcare reasons. And I thought that it was quite fascinating to see this like collective frustration of this like very smart women were saying that the female health is being deprioritized in the household.
Yeah.
So there is that unspoken frustration
that
sometimes gets ignored in the household. But when it comes to the second point that I mentioned, like what would be that financial return on investment when it comes to, you know, spending on that? Like the first thing I can think of is the well-being of the caregiver is positively related to the well-being of the care recipient.
Yeah,
that's one example of like why it's important to actually keep the health, the physical and the mental health of like the caregiver intact.
Yeah.
And in many households, it usually tends to be a woman, especially when it comes to motherhood or even taking care of the seniors.
Yes, yes. Like what I mentioned just now, it's in regards to like self. You need to actually have your health and everything like need to be positive before you take care of others, like what you say about well-being, right? A lot of women actually neglected themselves and in the end, they don't actually financially plan for themselves. They think that they can forego all of these expenses. Just now, this afternoon, I was talking to a tech company. We were engaging with our customer and we were just talking about like how women really don't see, even the employees itself, even though they are providing these products to them, they are still constantly looking for products as well on how they can help to better manage for their parents or their children. They are like some sort of a, women themselves are so careful in taking care of other people, but forgo themselves. But like what you say, it is very important. The first basic rules is you need to make sure that you are mentally healthy, you are physically healthy to actually provide more and you are financially healthy for you to provide for your parents and also for your children. If you're not well yourself, you'll get burnout or your emotional take a toll. And in the end, like if you're not recovered properly from your postnatal, that causes a lot of like future extra expenses, extra costs for this woman herself, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And in your work with like working women, do you see you know, like a higher incidence of them kind of like dropping out of the workforce to care for either the senior generation or their children?
Yes. So this is something that we are trying to tackle in. This is our mission because we also found in statistics shows that 40% of women in Asia actually quit their job when they actually start a family. That is a huge of wasted talent that we felt that it's, no matter what, the economy is growing, especially in Indonesia, it's a growing economy. They need to actually retain these talents. And a lot of like tech companies are actually trying to retain these women inside the workforce because they've trained these women for the past 10 years. And then at 30, they decided to get married. And then they said, okay, time for me to slow down. But there's two factors why they actually quit their job. One is like cultural aspect, one more is balance. So thus we felt that companies need to actually provide them in this aspect, because why do they quit? Because they felt it's more of like a cultural barrier, that they felt that I am the first caretaker for the family. I need to
be present.
That will be
household.
My priority. If I cannot balance work and family, then I need to choose family. But truthfully, without that, they haven't really looked into financially, right? For example, how much salary? Let's say the average salary in Indonesia is about like what, $500-$800, and you have a lot of other expenses. You have to take care of your kids. You are taking care of your parents. At the same time, your husband can bring in income. That is if it is sufficient enough to take care of the whole entire family. But if you quit your job, think about it. How about your retirement planning? Yeah, about yourself. How about your kids' future education? How much are you providing quality education, healthcare, quality healthcare for your kids and for yourself and your parents? All of this, they have not think through. This causes a lot of like mental health stress for these women. And thus, that is where we want to come in, creating a holistic wellness approach in terms of themselves in terms of mental health as well, from financial to, of course, health, their own health.
Especially given the pressures today, because like you rightly said, I think we're seeing more of the importance of a dual income household. This is especially true for Singapore, yes, where, you know, it's not enough just for one person to work. You need like both to bring in salaries to be able to support the cost of, you know, let's say children as well as like seniors in the family. So, you know, what would be the advice to working mothers when it comes to taking care of their own financial wellness and as well as their own physical and mental health?
I think first, before you even start having like a kid, you need to actually plan out your financial properly first. Mm. At the same time, we were talking just now. I was just talking to one of the CEO of one of the tech companies. She was also saying that number two is actually really support system, because she has... How she went up all the way, her career up, is because of support system. And it's not just support system at home, but also at work. Mm. So you need to ensure that you build that support system in both aspects.
Mm.
Yeah.
Got it. And for listeners who want to find out more about Heva Health, like where can they find you?
You can actually email me at info@heva.health.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can just go to our website, heva.health as well. And contact us through there. And all our programs are actually designed by our accredited partners, well known in the healthcare industry, and approved by real women and mothers. So do let us know if you're interested in a demo or you would like to reach out to us to actually engage to your companies.
Cool. Thanks, Priscilla, for being on.
All right. Thank you. Thank you. Bye.
Many thanks as well to all of you out there for tuning in. This has been a fantastic conversation and we would definitely love to hear what you think about it. If you would like to get in touch with us, you can reach out to us through the email podcasts@melisten.sg or at my Instagram @misfitfi. Aside from that, if you enjoy what you're listening to and want to hear more, please help to spread and grow the show by subscribing on MeListen or Apple Podcasts, or by following on Spotify or wherever you listen to your podcasts. Finally, the Building Financial Fitness podcast is an original production from MediaCorp and recorded at Scape Live Studios, The Pod, powered by Audio Technica and City Music. Episode production is done by Junas Yu, with editing and support by Danny Cordy and Gareth Fernandez. Once again, I'm your host and BFF, Junas Yu. Until the next time.